This week's parsha, Torah says, "V'lo shama ela that Yosef HaTzadik didn't agree to listen to Eshes Potiphar lishka v'etzla liyosima. He didn't agree either to live with her, or simply liyosima, to be close to her. What does that mean, liyosima? What kind of the double lashon lishka v'etzla liyosima? So the Rashbam there writes that Yosef HaTzadik was nizer not only not to have beer with Eshes Potiphar, pshuta k'mashmal." But he wasn't even misyached with her. He refused to be secluded with her. So I figured we would talk a little bit about the inyanim of yichud, the iser yichud in the workplace, live-in maids and things like that. It's very halacha l'maisa. This really comes up. It's very important to know what the psak halach and shulchan aruch is all about, and what the lumdus, what the ideas behind the inyanim of iser yichud are about. What is the source for the iser yichud? So the Gemara in Kiddushin, at the very end of Kiddushin, if you survive until the end, and the Peyam Beis, Pey Aleph and Aleph, they are two blot in Kiddushin, a very beautiful segment of Kiddushin. The Gemara there on Peyam Beis quotes a pasuk from Sefer Dvarim. Ki Sischa, Achicha ben Imecha, Vaseisa Lemar, if your brother, the son of your mother, tries to seduce you, tries to convince you to serve Avodah Zarah, how does he convince through the parsha of Mesis? How does a Mesis try to convince someone to serve Avodah Zarah? Baseser, privately. So the Gemara asks, just one second. Chiben ein Mesis ben av eino Mesis. What, the only one who's Mesis someone else is the brother, the son of his mother, not the son of his father? What kind of a strange lashon is this? So the Gemara says, Elalom alecha ben misyachidim imo v'asl lesyachidim kalarashi b'torah. The Torah, by using this lashon ben imecha, achicha ben imecha, is teaching you another halacha. Since it says baseser, the hasasa is occurring baseser privately. So it comes to teach you that a son is allowed to be misyache with his mother. We all know it's mutter to be secluded with one's mother, but you're not allowed to be misyache with the araya shabbatara, in kol araya shabbatara. This is the makar, the remez, as the Gemara says, for the issa yichud. What kind of a halacha is this? At first glance, you'd say it's an issa bifnei atzma, the pasuk says. Vidarshin, it's not really strange. It says remez liyichud min haTorah minayin. It doesn't sound like it's a real iser, but okay. But it could be an iser if they ask, but derived from this pasuk. The Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Bia seems to interpret the iser a little bit differently. The Rambam, here in Perek Chav Beis, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Isurei Bia, the Rambam writes, "Asa l'siachin emervim min arayos bein zekena bein yalda shedover zegorim legalos erva." The Rambam says, "You're not allowed to be misyachin with the arayos shedover zegorim legalos erva, because this activity, being misyachin with the arayos, can lead to gilui erva, can lead to bia with an erva mamish." So from the Rambam, you get the impression that this is not an iser b'fnei atzmo. It's not that there's an iser to have bia with one of the arayos, and it's also us to be misyachin with the arayos. A separate issa. No, the issa to be misyachid with the arayos is a siyog, it would appear. It's like a gzeira atubia, that we're afraid that if you're misyachid with one of the arayos, you might come to have bia with the arayos as well. That's what the Rambam seems to say. And the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Peches echoes a similar notion. He seems to say that it's included within the issa lo sikrivu legalo serva. The pasuk in Parshas Achremos, lo sikrivu legalo serva, then not only is it usher to be megala erva, it's usher to have bia with one of the arayas, but it's usher to come close to having bia with one of the arayas. It's usher to do actions which are going to bring you to have bia with one of the arayas. Chibuk v'nishuk, for example. It's usher to kiss one of the arayas, etc., because that can come lidei gilui erva. Similarly, the Sefer HaChinuch writes that yichud with an erva is also usher because it's karov lovo lidei gilui erva, lo sikir bu legalos erva. The Rambam and the Chinuch seem to go together. It's a very interesting idea. We normally find gezeros midirabana. We don't find the gezeros d'araisa. It's very rare. Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Shachta quotes Rabbi Yosef Engel in a Sefer Lekach Tov, collects a lot of these ideas which are what we call a siyog d'araisa. That even on a d'araisa level, we find sometimes the Torah puts in gezeros that you're not supposed to do one thing so that you shouldn't come to do something else. It's not that this first item is us or machmas atzma. No, it's a gzeira that you shouldn't come to do something else. He mentions, for instance, the idea of losavasha gadiba chalevimo, the iser bishul basa b'chalev. Why is bishul basa b'chalev asa? We don't find that the Torah asks bishul of iser. Bishul chazer is asa. Why is bishul basa b'chalev asa? I can understand. Achilas basa b'chalev, hanaz basa b'chalev. We find other machalas asuras that are asa b'hana, kilei akerem is asa b'achil and asa b'hana. There are other machalas asuras that are simply asa b'achil and not b'hana. So basa b'chalev could be similar to other machalas asuras that are either asa b'achila, some are asa b'ana as well. But where does this isur of bishul come from? So the Kesef Mishnah, in of all places, in Hilchos Tumas Meis, he writes, beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, he writes, he's bedayik from the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that the isur of bishul b'asa b'chalav is a siyab to achilas b'asa b'chalav. It's a siyab d'araisa. Torah says, lo savashal b'li b'chalevi ma. In fact, three times it says, lo savashal b'li b'chalevi ma, even though it really means the isur achila and isur hana. Two of the times it means isur achila and isur hana. But it says, lo savashal, because if it would say, lo sochal three times, you'd never think in the world that bishul should be asa. So it uses a lashon lo savash b'li b'chalevi ma to tell me that bishul is asa as well. But what does that teach me? That bishul b'asa b'chalev is asa because it might come l'day achilas b'asa b'chalev. So this is another example of a siyog daraisa, that min haTorah it's asa to do something, not because that intrinsically should be asa. The case of Mishnah claims bishul b'asa b'chalev is asa because of a siyog that you might come to eat b'asa b'chalev. So similarly, it would appear that the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rambam are learning the isur of yichud with an erva is an isur daraisa. It's like a siyog daraisa ought to bia. Bia with an erva is of course an isur daraisa. It could be a chiyuv kares with an erva. So the Torah prohibited, if you learn it from Lo Sikra V'Legalas Erva, it's a siyag. The Torah prohibited even Yichud, so that you won't come to be with an Erva either. What's a Nafkamina? Does it matter whether it's a siyag d'araisa or it's an Issa b'fnei atzmo? So one of the classical Nafkamina, one of the classical issues that the Poskim, the Achronim say, might be dependent on this question, relates to a Gemara later on. Perhaps the most famous leniency when it comes to the Issa of Yichud is the leniency of what we call baila b'ir. If a woman's husband is in the city, the Gemara later on, we're going to talk about it later in greater detail, the Gemara later on in Kiddushin on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph says that if baila b'ir ain't choshim mishum yichud, there's no iser of yichud. What does that mean in choshim mishum yichud? Amar Rabba, baila b'ir ain't choshim mishum yichud. So Rashi says there, ain't choshim mishum yichud, lehalkos. There's no malkus for yichud. The Gemara earlier says malkin ala yichud, that there's malkus for yichud, malkus midrabanan, malkus mardus. Yichud is a lav shein bo maisa. There's really no maisa in it. If someone is located in a room and their door gets locked, you can violate the issus. So it's not really a lav sheish bo maisa. So there's a machlokus in those cases. There's a machlokus you've shown him. If you do a maisa, but the nature of the iser does not relate to maisa.
According to the Rambam, then it's taloi at the maisa.
Could be. There's a theorist in the Rambam, right? But the Gemara and the Farshim seem to say that the malkus for yichud is malkus mardus. That's a Rashi. It's malkin ala yichud mardus. It's a malkus mardus. So Rashi says, baila b'ir and choshim ishim yichud. He says, lahalkos, lilkos alav, that we're not going to give him malkus. Not going to give him malkus. So Tosfos says it sounds from Rashi that there is an Isser. We're not going to give Malkus to Baila B'ir, but there is an Isser. So he asked from later on in the Gemara, it sounds like when there's Baila B'ir, there's no Chashash Yichud whatsoever. So he concludes, Ein Choshim Shem Yichud means there's no Isser at all. Rashi says Baila B'ir and Choshim Shem Yichud means there's no Malkus Mardus, but Tosfos says Baila B'ir and Choshim Shem Yichud, there's no Isser Yichud at all. So what's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos? Why should Rashi say that there's an iser? If baila be'ir, stama, the pashup shad is when baila be'ir, she's afraid that the husband will come, so therefore there's no chashash of bia. So there's no chashash of bia, why should there be an iser at all? So Rav Shach, in his Sefer on the Rambam, suggests maybe Rashi and Tosfos are disagreeing about the nature of the iser of yichud. Rashi assumes that the iser is an iser machmas atzma. Rashi holds that it's an Issa Machmas Atzmo. It's not just a Siyag to Bia. So even if there's no Chashash Bia, we're not afraid that Bia will take place because the woman is afraid that her husband might come. The Boel is afraid that the husband might come and he might start up with him and realize what's going on. So Rashi says maybe that's a reason why we're not going to give Malkus, but there's no reason to say that there's no Issa. There still is an Issa. It's an Issa Machmas Atzmo. The Torah doesn't want us to be Mesiachi with Arayis, even if there is no Chashash of Bia. Tosfos says no. If there's no chashash of bia, then the whole isser falls off, because the whole isser, Tosfos claims, like the Rambam in the Sefer HaChinuch, that the isser of yichud with an erva is only a siyag to bia. So if there's no chashash of bia, then there's no isser yichud either. Another issue that might depend on this question is exactly how long is the shear for the isser of yichud. So the Gemara in Sota and Avdala, when it talks about a Sota, it says that stira, You know that they have to be Edom on a stira, even if there are no Edom on Tuma, the woman, once there's Kinu Yastira, the woman can become the Asera Salvaila just with the stira alone. So what's the shir for stira? So the Gemara says, Kadesh Yisha shir Tuma. They have to be together, they have to be B'makom Seser long enough that it can come to Bia. So that's what the Issa stira is. So some claim that the Issa Yichud is also a function of shir Tuma, that it has to be long enough, whatever that amount of time is, different the shirim and the poskim. Whether it's a minute and a half, a few minutes, we're not talking about a long time here, right? A very short period of time. But it has to be a shir tumah, the amount of time that there could be an esabiyah. Some of the poskim, Maril Diskin and others, claim that no, even less than that shir tumah would be usher for the Issa Yichud. To classify as a stira, you have to have a shir tumah. But for the Issa of Yichud Daraisa, you don't need a shir tumah. Even chatzishir, even less than that would be an Issa Yichud. Why? We find that Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah in other cases, right? Rabbi Yochanan, the Gemara Yuma, says Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah because Chazi Litztarufe. The Chatzi Shir can combine with another Chatzi Shir and it can come to a Shir Shalom. Rabbi Yochanan says Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah. So if Chatzi Shir is Asur Min HaTorah when it comes to Machalos Asur, when it comes to other things, when it comes to Yichud as well, Chatzi Shir is going to be Asur. This is what some of the other poskim claim. It's a Pella. Why should the poskim, some poskim claim the Chatzis Shir is not Asa when it comes to Issa Yichud, only the full Shir Tumah is Asa, and yet others claim that no, the regular din of Chatzis Shir applies to Issa Yichud as well. What could be the machlokas? So the answer might run along these lines. If you assume that the Issa Yichud is a siyog to the Issa Bia, it's a gzera to Bia, so we know we don't make a gzera to gzera. So if the whole Issa Yichud is only a siyog to begin with, and Chatzis Shir is Asur because of Chazil Itztarufi, because maybe it'll combine to a full Shir, that's like a siyog with siyog, it's a gzera l'gzera. So the Torah, just like Chazal don't make a gzera l'gzera, the Torah wouldn't make a gzera l'gzera either. But if you hold that the Issa Yichud is an Issa B'fnei Atzmo, so it doesn't matter that it's not going to lead, that it's only a Chatzis Shir, fakert. The Issa Yichud is an Issa B'fnei Atzmo. Chatzis Shir is a siyog, it's an Issa siyog, Otu leading to the full shir. If you hold that the Isser of Yichud itself is only Issyog Daraisis, then it seems very difficult that Chatzis Shir should be Asr as well. Because Chatzis Shir, according to many poskim, is only Issyog to the full shir. But if you claim that the Isser Yichud is an Isser Bifnei Atzmo, so then we can suggest that Chatzis Shir is going to be Asr Midin Issyog. Okay. This is the basic Isser of Yichud. The Isser Yichud is an Isser Daraisa. What is the Issa Daraisa? Who does this apply to? So the Issa Daraisa of Yichud is said for one man with one erva, one man with one woman. There is an Issa Yichud even if there's more than one woman, but the Issa Yichud, the poskim seem to say the Issa Yichud Daraisa only applies if there's one man with one woman. I should point out the Beis Shmuel quotes from the Prisha, the Beis Shmuel and Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Prisha, who says that the Issa Yichud Arayis applies even to Chayvei Lavan, not only to Chayvei Priests, we keep on talking about Arayis, but it even applies to Chayvei Lavan as well. That's the Issa Yichud Arayis, but presumably the Issa Yichud Arayis will only apply to one man with one woman. The Gemara, based on the Mishnah there at the end of Kiddushin, the Mishnah says that it's us that we Yachid. What's the lashon? Lo yisyachid adam im shtei nashim. Avelisha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim. It's muta for one woman to be misyachedes with two men, but it's also for one man to be misyachid with two women. Why? So the Gemara has the famous klal that we're not going to discuss in detail. Nashim daitam kalos aleihen, which means that it's easier to seduce them. Somehow Chazal had such a kabbalah that it'll be able to seduce both women. So we're afraid that he might have beer with both women. Presumably, if one of them will not accede to the request of the man, so then we assume that the other one is not going to agree either because she's afraid that the other woman is going to tell about it. Right? But if both of them are going to agree, so then neither of them is going to speak about it. So this is the concern. The Noshim Dr. Kalas apparently Anoshim are not as Kal, they're not as... They're not as easily seduced, so therefore we're not concerned. Okay, we're not concerned. So this is the issa. There's an issa for one man to be misyachid with two women, because we're afraid that both of them are going to be convinced to be nivel to this man. The Chachmas Adam points out that this issa yichud, it would appear, this issa yichud is only an issa derabbanan. It's not an issa deraisa. Very important cloud to keep in mind. One man with one woman might be an issa deraisa, but one man with two women is only an issa derabbanan. Similarly, the Gemara continues that David HaMelech was gozer even upon it with a pnuya. even two unmarried people. Right? Two unmarried people are not allowed to be Mesiachid either. This is the Gemara in Sanhedrin on Daf Chaf Aleph. Even two unmarried people are not allowed to be Mesiachid. This is an Issa de Rabbanan. Now we should keep in mind that when we talk about a pani with a pnuya, we're obviously not talking about bizman hazeh, that the pnuyos are going to be nidos. Once they're nidos, so then that's a chi of kareis. Presumably, according to the Beis Shmuel, whether you hold that nida is called an erva or not called an erva, but it's certainly chayve lavin, right? There's no question it's at least chayve lavin. Chayve krisis. The Gemara talks in different places. Rishonim have discussions whether a nida is called an erva or not called an erva for different halachas. But it's clearly at least chayve lavin. So if you assume like the prisha, Yichud with a nida is going to be a daraisa. So once a pnuya above the age of 12 or 13, bizman hazeh, we assume stam pnuyos on nidos. So that's going to be an issa yichud daraisa. But upon it with a pnuya, you're talking about, let's say, a girl who's only 11 years old or 10 years old, right, that she's only a pnuya, but stam, she's not a nida yet. So that issa yichud would only be an issa drabana, but it would be usser. It would taka be usser. If it's not a brother and sister, you have a boy who's, let's say, 13. And a girl is 11, even if you really have no chashash that she's a nida, it would still be asa. It would be asa for them to be misyache together. But that would be an issa d'rabbana because she's not a nida. And finally, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Lamed Vav says that the Beis Din of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel goes there on yichud with a goya. With a nachris. Yichud with a nachris is also only a later gzera of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. That's not yichud d'araisa. I should keep in mind, I should point out that yichud of a goya with a kohen might be an issa yichud d'araisa. Because a goya is asura to a kohen min haTorah midin zona. So obviously we're not talking about with a kohen, we're talking about with a regular Yisrael. With a regular Yisrael, the Beis Din of Beis Shammai Beis Hillel goes that kind of yichud is asur mid rabbanon as well. Okay, so we have yichud d'araisa is one man with one woman. Mid rabbanon it's asur for a man to be misyachid even with two women. Yichud of a pani with a pnuya, even if she's not a nida, is also an issa d'rabbanon. And yichud with a goya as well is an issa d'rabbana. But yichud of a pani with a pnuya, if she's a nida, might be an issa d'araisa. And as well, yichud with a goya, if the person is a kohen, might be yichud d'araisa as well. Why am I such a stickler to point out what is yichud d'araisa, what is yichud d'rabbana? It's very important to know. Because obviously, if the issa we're talking about is only an issa d'rabbana, there might be room to be megal. We're going to talk about different circumstances later as the shir continues, that there are different circumstances that chazal were megal. When it comes to yichud, but there are machlokos rishonim. There are different disputes among rishonim and the poskim exactly how far to extend those kulos. Well, clearly, if we're talking about an isra yichud derabanan, there's much more room to be makel than if we're talking about an isra yichud deraisa. So let's discuss some of these kulos and let's see how they apply, whether they apply to yichud deraisa or only to yichud derabanan. So the first kula is what we mentioned already, baila be'ir. Right, if the husband of the woman is Be'ir, if he's located in the city, so then the Gemara says, Ein choshim mishum yichud, we're not afraid. Why not? So Rashi and the Ran there in Kiddushin write that the mistafi mibal hashta osi. Rashi says the reason why there's no issa yichud when baila Be'ir is because the woman is afraid that maybe her husband's going to come. Right then and there. The Rambam says something a little different. And this leads some of the poskim to claim that maybe this is actually a machlokas rishon. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis there in Perek Chav Beis of Hilchos Yisurei Biyan. The Rambam writes, "Eishes Yishoy Baila Beir Ein Chosheshes LeYichud Mibnei She'emas Baila Aleha." Mibnei She'emas Baila Aleha. The Rambam doesn't say that the woman is afraid that maybe the husband will come right now. He says that Emas Baila Aleha, the fear of her husband is on her. What does that mean? The fear of her husband is on her. So some claim that what the Rambam had in mind is that a woman naturally, the natural feeling of a woman is that when the husband is around, even if she doesn't expect him to come, but she feels ill at ease being with another man. It's not so much that she's afraid that he's going to come, but rather if he's local, if he's in town, then she doesn't feel as comfortable being with another man. Of course, what's a nafkamina? A nafkamina between these two approaches is, let's say, we know for sure that the Baal is not going to come. And this can occur in one of two circumstances. Either if the husband sends the woman somewhere, he knows that she's going somewhere, and he's not going to come, let's say she has an appointment with a doctor. And the husband is not going with her. So does she think for a moment that he's going to tell her, okay, you go and I'll go to the Beis Medrash, right? Or I'll take care of something else. So what, he's going to show up by the doctor? It would seem very strange for him to show up by the doctor suddenly. So if he sends her off to the doctor, he sends her off shopping, he's not going to show up anywhere, right? So is there a chashash of yichud? Would we consider this baila be'ir, or would we not consider this baila be'ir? So the Pesachei Tshuva in Shulchan Aruch, Eben HaEzer in Simen Chav Beis has all of the halachas of Yichud. Pesachei Tshuva there in Simchat Zayin quotes the Chochmas Adam. Right, this is the sister of the Chai Adam. That's the other sefer that the Chai Adam wrote, Yerodei. So Pesachei Tshuva quotes from the Chochmas Adam, She'emas Baila Aleha. It's actually the Binas Adam, which is a shar. It's a chelik of the Chochmas Adam. The Chachmas Adam says he thinks only if she's at home, Baila Be'ir, and she's at home, the husband can come at any time. But if she goes to another bias in the city, even though Baila Be'ir, there's an Issa Yichud. Why? Because she's not afraid. The Bazel Oshayach, the Mistafi, Mi Baila Hashta Asi. Kevin De Eino Yodea Heichani, since he doesn't know where she is, so she's not afraid that he's going to come. So you see, clearly the Chachmas Adam takes Rashi's Svara very seriously. Rashi Svara, that the whole reason why there's a heter of Yichud of Baila Be'ir is because she's afraid that he's going to come. So the Chachmas Adam says, B'chai Gavah, that she's not afraid that he's going to come because the husband doesn't even know where she is. So clearly, there shouldn't be any Yisra Yichud. Chazon Ish disagrees. There are other Svarim who quote the Chazon Ish who claims that perhaps this is a kula of the Chazon Ish. People think the Chazon Ish is very machmir. He has a lot of chumras, but this is a kula. Chazon Ish claims that even if the woman is in a circumstance where she's not afraid that the husband's going to come, but if Baila's Be'ir, then there's no Issa Yichud. Why? Because Eimas Baila Leah. The Chazon Ish picks up on the Lashon of the Rambam. The woman feels ill at ease if the husband is in the sea. She's not going to violate the terms of their marriage. She just doesn't feel comfortable. So if she doesn't feel comfortable, so then it's not going to lead to Be'ir. We're not really afraid that anything's going to happen. This also smacks of the Rambam, that the Issa Yichud is only Issa because of Asiyav Labiyah. So therefore, if her husband is Be'ir, and Emas Baila Aleha, so therefore we're not really afraid that it's going to lead to Be'ir. So how do we pass him? Machlokes the Chazon Ish, Machlokes Adam, Gedolei HaPoskim. So some of the I saw Rabbi Ribiat, he has a sefer not only Hilchos Shabbos, everyone knows his 4-volume sefer on Hilchos Shabbos, before he became a Baki in Hilchos Shabbos, he wrote a sefer on Hilchos Yichud. So he writes there in one of the footnotes, he says that some are willing to be mekel by Yichud Rabbanan, maybe you can be mekel for the Chazon Ish. If we're only talking about a Yichud Rabbanan, maybe you could be mekel for the Chazon Ish, that even if the husband is only in town, it's not expected that he's going to come home, then maybe it might be mutter to be misyachid. Because it's only a Yichud Rabbanan to begin with, since it's a machlokas aposkim, maybe the Chazon Ish, kedaihu Chazon Ish, lismoch alav in such a circumstance. We should point out something very important, though. There is a caveat to this heter of Baila Be'ir, and that is in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba Baila Be'ir and Choshim Hashem Yichud, Amar Rav Yosef, but we'll get to that later. Rav Bibi Igla Lebe Rav Yosef, Rav Bibi came to Rav Yosef, Basa Dekarach Rifta, Amar Lahu Shkul Daga Mitosi Bibi. Rav Bibi was on top, right? He was up top in the Aliyah, in the house. So they were eating in the Aliyah. Rashi says, "Shkula daga she'achlu ba'aliyah v'yardu Rav Yosef ishta v'hu nishar ba'aliyah." Rav Bibi remained in the Aliyah. Rav Yosef and his wife went down from the Aliyah, from the attic. So he said, "Shkula daga mitosi Bibi." Rav Yosef was going to leave the house, so Rav Bibi said, "Take away the daga, take away the ladder from Rav Bibi, so that even if Rav Yosef leaves the house, he won't be misyache with his wife, with Rav Yosef's wife." So the Gemara says, "I v'ha'omer Rabba Baila Be'ir and Choshim Hashem Yichud." Didn't Rabba say Baila's Be'ir? There's no Chashash Yichud. Presumably, Rav Yosef was not going that far. He was only going to be in the town. So the Gemara says, "Shani Rav Bibi, Dishush Bintei Havoy v'Gaisabei." Rav Bibi was a close friend of the family. So Gaisabei, he was very friendly with Rav Yosef's wife. So the Gemara is saying that even though Baila Be'ir was still afraid, if what we call Libo Gaspa, if the individual is misyachid with the woman, even if it's Baila Be'ir, but if he's very familiar, very comfortable with the woman, we're still afraid that something is going to happen here, that she's not mistafi mi Baila so much. The fact that Gasba, that puts her guard down, and then we're afraid that there might be a problem with this Issa Yichud. So that's a very important thing to keep in mind, that even though Baila Be'ir, you talk about a piano tuner or a gardener or whatever, right, if the woman feels very comfortable with that individual, or let's say in the reverse case, right? You're talking about a piano tuner and a gardener are normally men. Let's say the woman is home, and let's leave it at that case. The woman is home, and some other individual is coming. right? But she's very familiar. The person comes once a month, let's say. Right? The person comes once a month to fix something, whatever. So in that case, if libo gaspa, if they really get involved in conversation and they really know each other very well, or if they know each other from the community, right? Let's say it's a frum person. It's not a guy, but a married man. Married man, and she's a married woman, whatever. Right? So so if they're very familiar with each other, then the heter of Bailabiyah might not apply. Okay? Because libo gaspa, the Gemara in Kedushin Beferish says that by libo gaspa, the heter of Bailabiyah doesn't apply. It's something very important to keep in mind. This is Baila Be'ir. Does it work in the reverse direction? That's what I was getting to before. Does Ishto Be'ir work, or is it only Baila Be'ir? So this is not referring to the Gemara. Ishto Be'ir is a comment of the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Talmud Torah. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah, quoting the Gemara later in Kedushin, discusses whether it's mutter for someone to teach Tinokos. Whether a man is allowed to teach tinovas, whether a woman is allowed to teach tinovas, you would say, what kind of an issa yichud could there be? The kids are so young. What's the issue? The issue is not the kids. The issue is the parents. Because the parents come to pick up the kids. Carpools. It's the first thing that happens when you get kids and they turn the ripe old age of 3 or 4 or 5 and they have school on Sunday. So the first thing that you know about is that on Sunday there's a carpool to take care of, right? So forgetting about the carpools, even if they walk to the yeshiva, and the Rambam says that someone who's not married, Perek Beis Halacha Dalet Hilchos Talmud Torah, he should not teach tinokos because the mother's going to come to pick up their kids. Chalisha lo talame tinokos from the avoseim shem boim eitz labanim. And any woman, whether she's married or not, the husbands are going to come, the fathers are going to come to pick up the kids. So therefore, they shouldn't teach. So the Kesef Mishnah writes over here, Mashakasa v'chalisha klomar afilu nesua. And isha, even if she's married, it's not going to help. Why? The Bishlam Agabe Ish Kevin She Ishto Imo Himishamarto. By a man, since Ishto Imo, she's gonna be Mishamarta, she's gonna watch him. Lefishadak Alios Tamid Bebayas, because she normally is gonna be in the house. Aval ain't Derecha Ish Lios Tamid Bebeso, but it's not normal for a man to be in the house, so therefore it's gonna be a problem. That's what the Kesef Mishnah writes. Even Isha Nesua should not teach young kids. Unless, of course, you have a circumstance. I mean, in the yeshivas that we have nowadays, there are ways of obviating the problem. It's a public area, so when they come to pick up the kids, they're taken outside. There's no issue, there's no problem. But a woman should not be teaching children. Why? Because the husband might not necessarily be tamid beveso, and if he's not tamid beveso, so then there's going to be a chashash yichud. Now, just one second. The husband doesn't have to be beveso for there not to be a chashash yichud, even if baila be'ir, it's okay. So what's the Kesef Mishnah saying? It's not normal for the husband to be tamid beveso. So what that he's not tamid beveso, but he's still be'ir, and baila be'ir in choshev mishum yichud. So the poskim explained, the Kesef Mishnah obviously is assuming what? Kesef Mishnah is assuming that ein darcho ish lios beveso means he goes out on a business trip. He's not even going to be be'ir. It's normal for a husband not to be be'ir. Well, the husband's not going to be be'ir, there's going to be a problem of yichud. But if you put two and two together, let's compare it to the case of Isha, the other case that the Kesef Mishnah has. By Isha, it says, Kevan Gabi, Bishlam Gabi Ish, Kevan She Ishto Imo Himishamarta, Lufishadaka Lios Tamad Bayas. What does that mean? She's normally in the house? If the man is not normal to be in the house, meaning he's not normal to be in the city, Beso over here doesn't mean Beso. It means Ero. So if Beso means Ero, a husband is not doesn't always stay in the city. He leaves the city, so when it says that the woman is darka lios tamid bebayis, that means she's local. It doesn't mean she's necessarily always in the house. That means she's local. She's be'ir. So what that she's be'ir? Apparently the Kesef Mishnah is saying, and this is how the Beis Shmuel understands him, there in Simen Chav Beis, Sivkotin Chav Beis, the Beis Shmuel says that the Kesef Mishnah means to tell us that Ishto be'ir also is matzil on yichud. The problem with the woman who's teaching Torah to the tinokos is that she's not going to have baila be'ir always. Sometimes her husband is going to go out on a business trip, so he's not even going to be be'ir. But if he would be be'ir, of course it would be okay. But you see, from the contrast that the Kesef Mishnah is setting up between Isha and Ish, is that even Ishto be'ir would be fine. Since a woman doesn't normally go out on a business trip, she will be be'ir, so that would be fine. That's why it would be mutter for the man. As long as he's married, it would be mutter for him to teach the tinokos, because his wife is be'ir. The assumption is that he's teaching the tinokos in his house, and the woman is going to come home at some point in time. He's not teaching in a yeshiva. A wife doesn't show up to the yeshiva. He's teaching at home. So if he's teaching at home and the woman goes shopping, but she's tamid, it's dakalios tamid bevayah, she's in the house, she's in the area, So therefore, the concept of Ishto Be'ir is going to save him. Wow, so that's quite a kula of the Kesef Mishnah. How far does this kula go? So many of the poskim claim that even though Baila Be'ir, there are some who are Mekel, as long as the Baal is in the city, even if we're not concerned that the Baal is going to be coming now, she's not afraid that the Baal is going to come now. But when it comes to Ishto Be'ir, first of all, since many poskim do not assume, this is not a Gemara, it's a Kesef Mishnah. Right? So it's already a lower level kula. And not everyone agrees with this Kesef Mishnah. So therefore, the poskim say that, first of all, we're not going to use this Kesef Mishnah as a full-fledged heter. It's only going to be a limited heter. It can only be limited to cases where there really is a chashash that the woman might come. She went out shopping. She went out shopping for an hour. But the hour is almost up. So it's really a chashash that she might be coming home. If she goes out shopping to some mall, and you know she's not going to be home for 3 hours, so it's very hard to be mekel, even if the mall is in the city. I'm not talking about if she goes out to a mall in a different place. Even if the mall is right there in the city, it would be very hard to be mekel for this, for Ishto Be'ir. And secondly, many poskim are only willing to be mekel by Yichud Rabbana. By the Be'ir, even by Yichud HaRaisa, the poskim are willing to be mekel. But Ishto Be'ir, l'chora, only by Yichud Rabbana would we be mekel. And secondly, l'chora, it would only be a kula. It would only be a valid kula if there really is, if the husband would have a concern that the wife is coming back right now. Yes?
But if you plug in the svaras of the Rishonim into this heter, that according to Rashi, that is a concern that, well, that she'll walk in, fine, that makes sense. But according to the Rambam, I don't know.
Well, that's exactly the point. In other words, since the Kesef Mishnah is a Das Yachid, so we're not willing to apply the Rambam to the Kesef Mishnah. We're not willing to apply the Svar of the Rambam that he has by Baal Be'ir. And besides, you know, I think a lot of people would say that Amos Baal is more on the wife than Amos Isha on the Baal. That's what some people would say. So therefore, this could be that the Svar of the Rambam doesn't even apply to Ishto Be'ir.
Right.
So that's why we would only be Megil for Shitas Rashi in the Rambam. Okay, this is the first heter when it comes to the Yisr Vichan, the heter of Baal Be'ir. The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yosef, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim, Ein Choshim Shem Yichud. If there's an open door to Rishus HaRabim, there's no Chashash of Yichud either. What does Rishus HaRabim mean? What does Pasuach mean? So let's deal with Pasuach first. So clearly, Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim doesn't only mean if the door is literally open. If you have a window that's open to Rishus HaRabim, to a public area, that's also a heter. Right? This is the heter of cars. You can go in a car, the door is closed, right? But the window is open, people can see into the car. So we would call that Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim even if the door is closed. Because clearly that's the same thing as Pesach Pasuach. You have a door open, people can see in, the window is open, there's no question. The main shaila regarding Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim that the poskim talk about is cited in the Pesachei Tshuva, Evan Ha'ezeh Sivkotin Ches. The Pesachei Tshuva says, what's the halacha if the Pesach HaPasuach is sogor v'lo nol? Let's say it's closed, but it's not locked. Is that called Pesach HaPasuach to be mata yichud or not? This is a Pesachei Tshuva in Sivkot Ches. Reb Kiva Eger and the Beis Meir hold that Pesach HaPasuach v'lo nol, Pesach Sogur V'lo Nol, excuse me, is not called Pasuach. You really need Pasuach Mamish? The Radvaz though disagrees. The Radvaz is a big, big kula. He holds that Pesach Pasuach applies even if it's Sogur. As long as it's not Nol, that's called Pasuach. Pasuach doesn't mean open Mamish. It means that you can get in. And the post can point out that this is the Mashmos of some of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yonah in his Sefer Hayira and the Rashba and Atshuva seem to say this, that Pesach Pasuach doesn't only refer to a Pesach that's Pasuach Mamish, even if it's Sogur, that's also called Pasuach, as long as it's not locked. What's the machlokas whether Pesach Pasuach L'Shus HaRabim is Sogur V'lo Nol, or it has to be Pasuach Mamish? So they point out, L'chora, this machlokas is what's the heter of Pesach Pasuach B'chlal? Is the heter that we assume that if the Pesach is Pasuach, since people can see in, so therefore they're not going to come to Bia, because people can see and they see what they're doing, so we're not afraid that anything is going to happen there? Or is Pesach Pasuach a heter that once it's easy for people to get in, so even if they can't see in right now, but they're not going to do anything wrong because they're afraid that people might come in. It's not so much that they can see in, but they can come in. So as long as the Pesach is Pesuach in the sense that it's unlocked and people can come in, then that's enough to dissuade anyone from doing something wrong. Again, this is really picking up on the Rambam that the Holy Seichur is a Siyaga Tubia. So therefore, as long as the Pesach is Pesuach, Rishus HaRabim, it's Pesuach to a public area. Rishus HaRabim doesn't mean Rishus HaRabim Mamish. Right? It means if there are at least three people, it's a public area, people can come in. So as long as the Pesach is Pesuach to a public area, and people can come in, even if they can't see in. According to the Radvaz, that's enough to dissuade anyone from doing something wrong, and therefore it's going to be mutter. You should point out that the Berheitev quotes from some poskim who say that once it's clear, once you're talking about a time of night that people are not going to come in, so the whole idea of Pesach Pesuach is not going to help you. Because Pesach Pesuach is only if it's a Rishus HaRabim, if it's a public area, and it's expected that maybe some people are going to come in. But if it's after 10 o'clock at night, no one's going to be knocking on doors, no one's going to be coming around to collect stock or whatever. There's no one who's going to be coming around. So the whole heter will not apply. We mentioned that regarding...
Like a dormitory case or something like in college where, people will knock on people's doors at 1, 2 o'clock.
So in that case, maybe this head might apply even later than that. It's all a function of the circumstance. Are the people really going to come in or not come in?
But wait a second. What about Hanukkah, where you have to have the candles burning until...
But people are not walking around. You're saying if there are people walking around later, but you have to. It has to really be a public area that there are people who are going to be passing in the street. I think after 10 o'clock, after 9 or 10 o'clock, in most suburban areas, you don't have too many people passing around. So it's hard to call that Rosh Hashanah. Yes.
So that last thing, it wouldn't matter if the door was actually open or if it was just unlocked.
Right. Even if the door is open, it's not going to help you. If there's no one there, right? If you're living in an apartment building and you know that and you're living at the end corner, the end of that hall, and it's 10 o'clock at night, it's 11 o'clock at night, and no one is there. So even if the door is open, presumably there is no hetter.
How about being in Rosh Hashanah, but it's at night?
Being in Rosh Hashanah, what do you mean?
Because there's no one there.
There's no nair?
Is that considered yichud?
Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he suggests that maybe driving on the highway at night is a problem because we're afraid that you might go off the highway. Most poskim assume we're not afraid people are going to go off the highway. On the highway itself, if there are other cars, it's not a problem. If there really is no other car, that really is a serious issue. Sometimes people go out on dates and they stay out late.
Like walking in Central Park, I guess, I don't know.
But walking in Central Park at night, I imagine even at 3 o'clock in the morning, there are people around.
Okay,
I wouldn't walk around that late at night, but the shaila that has been raised, I've heard people ask this shaila, let's say a person goes out on a date and is coming home late at 2 o'clock in the morning and there really is no one on the road. That really would be a shayla of yichud. It's really a question. Maybe you shouldn't go out so late so that you're not going to have that kind of issue. Does this idea of Pesach Pesuach help even if Libo Gaspa? You mentioned by Baila Be'ir, Libo Gaspa doesn't help. That's a Gemara. What's the halach when it comes to Pesach Pesuach? So that's a machlokas achronim, machlokas aposkin. Not so clear whether Libo Gaspa helps. What's the question? By Baila Be'ir, if it's Libo Gaspa, Baila Be'ir doesn't help. So by Pesach Pesuach, the heter shouldn't help either. The answer is, Pesach Pesuach could be a completely different heter. A heter of Pesach Pesuach might be that that's not called a Makom Seiser. If the Pesach is Pesuach, so that's not Yichud B'Seiser. If you have a Yichud, so the only heter is that we're afraid someone's going to come, the Baal's going to come home. That's a heter Yichud. So a heter Yichud, the Makom Libo Gaspa might not apply. But if Pesach Pesuach is not a heter of Yichud, it's not that they are being Mesiache, but there is a heter for some other reason. This is not called Yichud. If it's not called Yichud, then there shouldn't be any problem at all. That's what some of the poskim claim. So this is a shaila, not so clear. Right? Whether the heter of Pesach Pesuach would apply even if Libo Gaspo or not. Some poskim are willing to be Megil in that case. Okay. Finally, the third heter. Right after Pesach Pesuach and Baila Be'ir, a shomer. The Gemara says, Gemara in Kiddushin of Pe'alav Amebei says that it's mutter to be mesiachet with a woman who has with her a tinoket. She has a young girl with her. It's mutter to be mesiachet. What young girl are we talking about? So the Gemara says it has to be a tinoket sheyodas tambia ve'ena moseres atzma lebia. She knows tambia, meaning she understands. Yodas Tavia doesn't mean that she knows what Bia is, but she can talk about in the street, she can talk about what she saw. Right? She can talk about the events that she saw. So we assume that she's a shomer, a shomeres on the other woman if she's going to talk. But just one second, it has to be a girl who's yodas tambia, but ain't a moseres atzma labia. She doesn't give herself up for bia. She won't be seduced. So therefore, she will tell in the street. Again, the old klal is that if both women are going to be convinced to have bia, so then neither of them is going to talk. But if only one of them is convinced, so then the other one is going to talk. So if this girl is yodas tambia, she can talk about in the street what she heard transpire, but she's not going to be moseres atzma labia, so she could be a shomeres on the woman. So what age is this? This is a big machlokas in the poskim. There are two issues that you have to consider. Yodas tambia, that's one thing, that she'll talk in the street. A two-year-old is not going to talk. A three-year-old probably is not going to talk. It's really a question exactly what age they will start to talk at. It's machlokas aposkim. And when is she ein moseres atzma labia? What does that mean? So the consensus of Poskim, the Piskei Tshuva, their quotes from some of the Poskim, that until nine, once she's nine, she might be Moseres Atzma Labia. She might. In modern time, with the Prutzos, even less than nine. But we assume that the Jewish girls are a little more Tznuos. But at the age of nine, maybe she'll be Moseres Atzma Labia. So there's a very short window there. Right? She's got to be around between seven and nine, somewhere around there. Six or seven, depending on how smart she is. There are some kids, even at the age of five, they can't stop talking, right? Even at the age of five, they'll still talk. So then they'd be a good shomer even at the age of five. But a kid who doesn't talk as much, so then they'd have to be a little bit older, yeah.
But in a kid, does Yodas Tambia mean that knows what sex is, or is it that she'll start talking to the street?
No, she'll talk to the street, they'll take that closet.
I was with this guy and this girl, and he started taking her.
Yeah, exactly. That's all. That's all. Yeah, enough said. Yes. Yes, right. If she speaks kafi tuma, and people in the street are going to figure out what happened, that's enough that she'd be a good shomer. Okay, so these are the basic heterim. How do these apply? Right. What's the halacha if a woman wants to go to a doctor? She has to see a psychologist, or she has to see a internist, or whatever. Or the woman, let's say a woman is going to go to work somewhere, and she's going to work in an office. Right? Or let's say someone's going to have a live-in maid, or someone's going to come to clean up the house, even if she's not a live-in. Right? When is it mutter to be misachay? When not? So obviously, some of these heterim are going to help us. So let's work this together. So in the Tshuvas Radvaz, he points out that in Egypt it was customary for Jewish women to go work in goyisha homes. You think this is only in 21st century America? No, this existed in Mitzrayim many, many years ago. So he's trying to be Melamed Tzchus. It was very difficult for them to make a parnasa, so the Jewish women would go work in the Goyisha homes, and he wanted to be Melamed Tzchus on them to figure out a way that it should be mutter. The Radvaz suggests two different heterim, besides all the heterim that we mentioned. He says that, first of all, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says in a different context, Ba'avidatayu Torah, when someone is busy with his work, so then we're not afraid that his Yetzer Hara is going to be so strong. So since the people who are working there are ba'avidatayu tarid, even if the woman is going to be misyache with the owner or with some other goyisha man, we're not afraid that the taiva is going to be so great. So therefore, the chashash of yichud shouldn't apply either. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah is talking about a little bit of a different case, but the Radvaz says that lechora the same principle should apply to the yisur of yichud. This is one heter that he has, ba'avidatayu tarid, that someone who's busy with his work, we're not afraid he's going to have machshavos zaros, and have the wrong machshavos. He'll have a giru yetzahara. He'll have taiva. So therefore, there's no chashash of yichud. Secondly, he says chazaka al umad lo mora umnase. There's a chazaka about a craftsman that he's not going to ruin his avoda. Right? If anyone ever found out that the owner of the store, the owner of the shop, was together with one of the workers, with one of the women workers, so he might lose his parnasa. So it's not in his best interest to do anything. So therefore, there's no chashash bia. Again, working with the Rambam, that the whole Yichud is because of a chashash bia. So if we're not afraid of a chashash bia, either ba'avidatayu tarid, he's busy with his work, or chazak aluma d'lomar omnase, that he's not going to ruin his parnasa. So therefore, we're not afraid that this Yichud is going to lead to bia. These were the two heterim that the Radvaz suggested in his time. Many of the poskim say that these heterim of the Radvaz cannot be relied upon by themselves. Why? Because since people are more prutzos in general, and you do find circumstances of illicit affairs occurring between bosses and their secretaries, and etc., so it's hard to be megil for the Radvaz by itself. But if we can be mitzarei some of the other kulos that we mentioned, either if they're working with an unlocked door and there are enough people who can come in, it's Pesach Pasuach, right? Or if there's another man there, right? So it's only a Yichud Rabbanan.
Another Jewish man,
correct. Well, we have to be talking about two Jewish men, because if it's only one Jewish man, that's not going to help you very much. Right? Because we assume that the Goyishim men are Prutzos, and are Prutzim, and they're not going to be Matzil on the Jewish man. So if there are two Jewish men together, so then they might be Matzil. Or similarly, if there's a Katan or a Ktana there, again, not in the Nidah, Katan or a Ktana. So Katan can be Matzil, because he's like another man. A Ktana, if she's the right age, in normal work environment, it's hard to believe that that's going to exist, but it's another thing to keep in mind, the Shomer. And finally, of course, if Baila Be'ir, maybe there's room to be Megal. So you could be Mitzare if the Radvaz a little bit, for instance, right? Even if it's Yichud Daraisa, but if it's Baila Be'ir, let's say it's a Jewish man with a Jewish woman, it's Baila Be'ir, but we're not afraid that the husband is going to come. So according to the Chazon Ish, that's okay. According to some of the other posts, Baila Be'ir will not be Matir then. Yeah, but since Bavidatayu Torah and Uman Lo Maro Nase, since you have the Svaras of the Radvaz anyway, so maybe you could be Mekel even by Yichud Daraisa if it's Baila Be'ir, because you could be Mitzari for a lot of different things together. Okay? So even though the coolest of the Radvaz were not going to be Mekel for by themselves, but if you add on some of the other Snifim Lahakal that we mentioned earlier, maybe there might be room to be Mekel. How about with a doctor? So similarly, there are ways to be Mekel. Baila Be'ir will certainly help you. You should keep in mind a couple of nekudos and a couple of important points. First of all, it really depends on the circumstance. When it comes to a doctor, some of the posts can point out that psychiatrists and psychologists are a little bit more chomer. Why? Because psychiatrists and psychologists, you really don't want to walk in while they're talking. The whole point is that they have to create some kind of a friendly atmosphere, and they have to create the kind of atmosphere that the patient feels comfortable in. So the whole point is that the patient feels that no one's going to come in. So if you leave the door unlocked, I'm not sure if psychiatrists and psychologists actually lock the door, but even if they don't lock the door, the sense is that no one is going to be coming in. So to be mekel, in the case of a psychiatrist or a psychologist, some of the posts are actually much more machmir in that circumstance. In the case of a regular doctor, so then lechori, you have the regular kulos. Right? You could have the kulos of Pesach Pasuach or of Baila Be'ir, things of that nature. You get into difficulties if the woman is the last appointment and people have left the office and there really is no one left in the office, then you'll have more of a problem. You'll have more of a problem. But from what I've heard recently, because of liability, no doctor is gonna have a patient come in without a nurse coming in as well, because they don't want to have any trouble later. So presumably, since there are two women already, if the other woman is a married woman and she has Baila Be'ir, so then there's no chashash of yichud with her. So even if it's a late appointment, as long as you have the other woman there, lechora there wouldn't be a problem. So these are some of the issues that you have to that you would have to keep in mind in this circumstance.
Wait, so the nurse is Baila Be'ir can be matur with this?
Absolutely, because once we assume that the nurse is not going to be nivellus to the man, so then the other woman is not going to be nivellus either, because only if they're both nivellos do we assume that they're not going to be afraid of each other. But if the woman there, if the patient knows that the nurse is not going to be nivellus because Baila Be'ir, so then there's no chashash.
How is it that being nivellus only applies if you're at home?
No, so that's the point. If she leaves, so then according to the Chazon Ish, Baila Be'ir will still apply.
If who leaves?
If the woman leaves the house, she's not home anymore, right?
Right.
So the Chazon Ish claims that Baila Be'ir still apply because Emas Baila Aleha. The Rambam
right,
says
we had the other thing which says that.
Correct.
I mean,
so I'm
that
saying.
Seems like make more sense.
Yes. Okay. So, but the
Chazon Ish
coupled with the Radvaz's kulos that the doctor is not gonna have an affair with one of the patients because he'll destroy his whole practice, and coupled with the fact that when he's busy with his work, he's not gonna do anything wrong. So these kulos of the Radvaz could be applied if Baila Be'ir and there are other people around, so certainly these kulos, you can have snifim lahakil, I'm saying. You can have tsirufim lahakil, you can combine the svar of the Radvaz together with Baal Be'ir, and perhaps to find a kula.
Also, in psychiatrists and psychologists, there might be libo gaspa.
That's also that's another point. There could be libo gaspa, right? So Pesach Pasuach might apply, but if there's really no one around, Baal Be'ir might not apply. Right, so that's something.
Because the whole point is, like, right. You go to a doctor and say, "Oh, my foot hurts."
Right.
The whole point is
exactly. What's the halacha in the reverse case if the man is home, like in the case of the living maid or the cleaning help that comes? So that's a real issue because Baal Be'ir is obviously out the window. Right. The only thing to apply is Ishto Be'ir, and that's a much more difficult kula. The Kesef Mishnah is willing to be Mekel, but not everyone agrees with this Kesef Mishnah. Moreover, the problem of Libo Gaspa can apply. We know that Baal Be'ir, the Gemara says, doesn't apply for Libo Gaspa, so certainly Ishto Be'ir is not going to apply for Libo Gaspa. So it's always recommended, when someone has cleaning help or some other kind of help, it's always recommended not to develop any relationship with the woman. Look, you can be cordial, you don't have to be nasty with her, but you shouldn't develop any kind of relationship with the woman. So if you don't develop any relationship, you won't call that Libo Gaspa, so maybe Ishto Be'ir will be the beginning of a kula. Obviously, shomer would certainly help. If you have a katan or a katana of the proper age, that would certainly help. Problem is, sometimes the mother is going to take the kids out shopping or whatever, and the husband wants to stay home. He's not feeling well. He wants to sleep or whatever.
You could rely upon the fact that there are windows, doors open, and the fact they're not in the same room.
Well, that's a question. They're not in the same room, so not being in the same room doesn't necessarily help if there's easy access into the room. What happens if the door is locked? Let's say the door is locked between the two rooms.
Okay.
So that's a real question. Many poskim assume that the only way that locking doors helps is if the woman has the key. The woman has the key. And in fact, some poskim say even if the woman has the key, meaning if the woman locks in the man, if she's a goya, she's a nachris, it's not going to help anyway, because we assume that if the man calls the woman and convinces her to come in through the locked door, she will unlock the door and come in. If she's a Jewish woman, we assume that once the door is locked, that's enough of a simon that she's not going to go in. Rav Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in a tshuva suggested that maybe a heker is enough. Maybe if it's locked either way, either if the woman can't get in, the man locks on the inside, or if the woman locks it from the outside and the man can't get out, either way it'll be. But that's a big kula. It's a big kula to assume that the man can lock it. Because in most circumstances, the man is going to be in his room. Where's the lock? The lock is not on the outside of the door, it's on the inside of the door. So if the man can lock himself in and make a heker, that's a very big kula. If the woman has the lock, it's much more chumra. I know someone who had a babysitter coming, and the babysitter was sometimes there at night, and because of the circumstances, he had to be home as well. He was there with the kids. The kids were babies. The kids were very young. So what he would do is whenever he had to be home, they put a lock on the outside of the door. They put one of these slip locks on the outside of his door, and he would go into a room, and he would stay in that room. He had whatever he needed in that room for the hour or two that he had to be there, or if he had to take a nap or something, and the woman would lock him in. It was a little bit of a strange circumstance, but he was makbid to assume that the woman has to lock him in, and whenever he would want to get out, he would have to knock for her. So knocking is mutter. We're not afraid that he's going to convince her. He's going to convince her to do something wrong. He's knocking to let him out of the room. But what she would do is she would open the front door first. So she opened the front door. They lived in an apartment. So she would open the front door first. Then she would open this door. So once the front door was open, so we could, that's Pesach Pasuach Mamash. So there would be no Issa Yichud, and then he would take his stuff and leave. So this has been done. But obviously it's a big chumer. It's a big chumer. It's not so simple to live that way. Some people would say just leaving the front door unlocked might be okay. Pesach Pasuach, right? But it's not so clear whether leaving it unlocked is really considered a Pesach Pasuach or not. So you really would have to add on something else. Ishto Be'ir, some kind of locking mechanism. It's not so simple. If we're talking about Yichud Araisa, it's really, really not so simple to be Mekel in such a circumstance. So either we're Mekel based on Ishto Be'ir, try to be sure that it's not Libo Gaspa. Or we might be Mekel on Pesach Pasuach, or maybe if they lock the door in some way or form, either if the, certainly it's better for the woman to lock the door so that the husband can't get, that the man can't get out, but in a worst case scenario, if he locks it from the inside, maybe there might be room to be Mekel over there, B'Shas HaChak as well. Yeah.
Is there like my father's in the city, or like my mother, like for
I don't think so, because the mother, first of all, the mother doesn't come. If a person is living in the city, the parent, the in-laws don't always come.
No. Do they come? You're like a teenager. You're living at home.
You're living at home? So what's
the...
Ah!
The roommate comes, but you know that your mom or your is doing an errand. She's at the
home. Absolutely, absolutely. That's not an issue of baila be'ir, ishto be'ir. That's just the fact that people can come. If it's expected for your mother to come back, that would not be a problem.
So
but that's
not an ichud.
What?
Even if it's locked, it's not an ichud because she
wouldn't be ichud. She could come at any moment.
Right.
The question would be, how expected is she? If she goes out, she says, you know, I'm going out. I'll be home in 2 hours.
Right. Okay.
So then it would be more of a problem. But if she goes out to run an errand, then she really could be home. See, the problem is if she could be home in 15 minutes, you know, she's not going to be home in 15 minutes. So that's really too long already. But if you come home from school, let's say you come home from yeshiva and no one's home.
Right.
But your mother could be home any second. You know she could be home any second. So if you should be home any second, that's lachar, okay.
Okay.
It would be okay. Okay.
So the yichud isn't that... So it's possible that you can be soser where in a locked room or a locked apartment, no windows, no anything, and it's still not the yichud, because if somebody else has the key, then they can just...
Exactly. In fact, that's the other solution. By the way, the other solution to the live-and-maid issue... It's a little bit scary. That's why I wouldn't necessarily recommend this in most circumstances. But you could give a key to someone else and say, please come in at your leisure whenever you want during this particular time. I mean, you tell the guy he can come in whenever he wants. There are times when you probably would not want him to come in. You know, you're walking around in your pajamas. It's not the most convenient thing for him to be coming in, right? But you could say, look, you know, between 3 and 6, the cleaning up is going to be there and I have to be there. So please, do me a favor, come in a couple of times. So then the person who comes in, he'll be matzil because he could really come in any time. So that would actually be matzil for me. Okay, we'll stop here.